Episode 1073, The Best Gift Ever.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day and Merry Christmas. Yes, it is the Monday. Can you believe it? We are 1 week away from Christmas. I am so excited. And today, I've got to tie it all in. It's the best gift ever. It's Mindset Monday. We're going to have fun. Are you ready to wrap it all up? We're going to do that. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the best gift ever comes in all shapes and sizes, expected and unexpected. But who does it come from? 'Tis the season of giving gifts, lots of bows and shiny paper. And the tag reads, to you from ? Who might you think it's from? Maybe you think it's from a secret Santa or one of your darling children, or maybe just a precious spouse who loves you dearly. You open the gift only to find all the blessings as a tribute to someone special. The from is you. Little do we think that the best gift ever is what you give yourself. I used to think when I was a much younger mother, and I thought I had it all put together. In many moments, I had it all put together, but there were many moments I had it all not so put together. I would live in chaos and I would live in calmness all at the same time. And yes, it was by the grace of God, He's the one who pulled me through it. But when I was in those younger motherly moments, and even our early marriage, and we weren't married for too long till, you know, we found out that we were pregnant with our first. Now, it did come a year or so later, and that's great. It's not like we had planned, because all of our five children were wonderful, blessed blessings. None of them were planned. Everybody looks at us like, you hadn't figured it out yet if you didn't want that many. It wasn't that we didn't want that many. It's God just overruled everything that we thought we were doing right. And so when I was younger, a little more, you know, less seasoned, so to speak, I really believed that it was my job to give of everything, everything of myself to everybody else. But the one thing left under the Christmas tree was nothing for me. I'd given all my energy, all my love, all my effort, all throughout the entire year. 365 was all for everybody else's benefit and none for my own. And I really thought that deep down, that's what I needed to do. But now I know that I was only hurting myself. God tried to throw red flags at me and said, you know what? The best gift ever that you can give yourself is you. But I didn't think that. I thought, no, I got to be super mom, and I've got to be Wonder Woman, and I've got to be super wife, and I've got to save the community, and I've got to save the church or save the children's program. I was always doing something. And no, that's not necessarily a bad thing. We all get stuck in our own busyness. We all get stuck in the expectations of what others put upon ourselves. But you see, that's where our mind goes wild. It's like we're living out in the jungle. You don't want to live out in the jungle when the best gift ever is what you give yourself. And when I was in my unseasoned years, I wasn't giving myself what I needed. I put myself last on the list. In fact, I didn't even put myself on the Christmas list. There was nothing under the tree for me. Now, no, I'm not talking about an actual present to open. I'm talking about my heart and my soul, my mind, my body, and my spirit. Yes, I kept it all together. And most people who would look in on me, man, it looked like I had the perfect household, the perfect children, the homeschool mama, the perfect marriage. And at times, yes, it was perfection. But many years later, I found out that it was actually falling apart and unraveling every single year. When it came to the crossroads, I realized that what if I had given myself the best gift ever? Would things have been different? I believe they would have been. I probably would have changed a lot of things. I may not have gained as much weight as I did. I probably wouldn't have had to have changed my clothes, or I wouldn't have gotten mad all the time at the children because it was only me. It was me. You want your dream? You have to go after it. You want to live healthier? You have to make the adjustments. You want a closer relationship with your spouse? You make the daily effort no matter how hard it is. You want to complete your degree? You take the classes and study. You make the choice to take a chance to change your life. The best gift ever is you. Now, yes, there's strategies and tools to assist you on your journey. I teach those. I get that. I'm not saying this and telling you this to say I'm out of a job. That's not it. We need people, accountability, to come beside us in our journey. But I cannot sit here and tell you, guess what? You got to do this. You got to go do this. You have to want it before I want it for you. I'm here to carry your belief torch. But you got to want it first. I can't make you lose weight. I love you to death, but I can't sit here and make you finish your degree. I think you're absolutely wonderful, but I can't make you a better wife if you don't want to be. The best gift ever is you. You have to want it. You have to be willing to make the choice to take a chance to change your life. That is the best gift ever. So what about those tools and strategies? Yeah, you use them. You get a coach. You have accountability partners. You come into a community that will support you and love you where you're at. So when you do fall off, because you will, and we do, you can get back up that much faster. But the magic wand is held by you in your mindset. It's not mine. It's yours. I wish only a magnitude and a humongous amount of blessings on you, but if you don't want them and you're not willing to go for what you need to do to get them, then I can't do anything about it. Maybe you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, this is me. I've been wanting this for so long, but I'm not taking the chance on myself to make the choice to change my life. We all need that loving kick in the you know where. I just think of it as a hug that says, you know what? You got the best gift ever, but you got to be willing to share it. To share you. And that doesn't mean that you're doing everything for everybody else, but you are sharing who you are. What are you wrapping underneath the tree for you this year? If you could put something in the box that a year from now you open up next year and you want to say, that's what I want to see in it for me. I want to see a healthy, strong marriage. I want to see a strong, vivacious, loving woman who is walking every day, who's lost about 30 pounds and just feels on fire for anything and everything that she touches. What do you want in that gift a year from now? I want you to get all wrapped up. I do. And I want you to focus on you. So you gotta look at the evidence. That is your kiss. The keep it simple strategy is a look at the evidence. You want the best gift ever, right? You want to be wrapped up in it. The best gift ever is you. So where do you start? Well, you got to look at the evidence. Let's break it down. It's all about the past, the present, and practice. So number one, the past. You need to see the good. Too many times, We look at the past and think of, oh my gosh, it was horrible. How about you look at the past and you see the challenges that you overcame? You see the good, the things you learned, the big and the little. All of it. But don't focus on the bad. That's too easy. You want to take the past and look at the good and say, oh my gosh, I grew from this crazy situation that I was in. I was in a relationship that was really destructive to my heart. It broke my trust down. And in fact, it made me question relationships in general, whether it's a female or male. I just didn't want anything to do with it. I pushed people away. But guess what? You came out on the other side. Maybe you still have some healing to do, but there's still a lot of good that came from that. See the good, not the bad, in the past. Number two. In present, know your now, where you are now, the season you're in. Now, the season you're in right now, meaning the present, maybe it's only been a month or so. Maybe you are in school and this is like, oh my gosh, I've got a whole nother year. Well, then maybe it's a 3-year present time for you. It's in the season that you're at. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. And it's been going on maybe for the last 3 months or so. That's the season, the present. Know your now, where you are. Some would say, okay, but literally you're looking back and you're kind of going in the past. No, you're looking at the season that you're in, which is the present. Because if we were only to take our snapshot right now at this moment, that means when you're hearing me, this is all you're hearing and seeing and listening to and touching and tasting and feeling. But then you're leaving a lot of other things out. So when you look in the present, you want to be in the season that you're in. Maybe you're pregnant with your child. Well, that season's going to be, 9 months. You can't go it any faster. Hang in there. You can do it. But that's the season that you're in. That's the present. And number three, it's in practice. What are you practicing for the better? The evidence of what you're doing now for your future. What's to come? You think of Christmas. Mary was visited by an angel. And Gabriel said, you are going to bear a son. And you will call him Jesus. Do you think overnight that happened? No. Every single day, she was in practice for what was to come. There is always preparation. How are you preparing yourself now for what's to come? Look at the evidence. You see, the best gift ever that you can give yourself is you. But you have to be willing to make a choice, to take a chance, to change your life. Mindset is hard. Our brains, they beyond fascinate me. And I just cannot understand when people say, I don't believe in God. I sit there and just shake my head going, you cannot look at the human body and sit there and say that there is not a God. We are so intricately made. How we remember things. Because you look at other creatures that God made too, and they don't have those connections that we do. We are amazing miracles. And our brain is so awesome. But the thing is it can really stump us. But our mindset can get in our own way of our dreams. Erase it now. Stop this whole thing of, I can't do this. No, yes, maybe you have to have finances in, where you can actually gain access to money, to further your dream. I get that. You may not be able to go all out right now, but guess what? I bet you can do a little part. But the problem is most of the time we're saying, well, if I can't do it all, I don't want to do any of it. That's baloney or ham or turkey or chicken, but it's not right. God created you on purpose, for a purpose. The best gift ever is when He created you. What gift do you want underneath that tree? What do you want to open up in your box that says, this is me? It's not easy, honestly, to do this by ourselves. In fact, it can really be quite complicated because on our journeys, there are so many detours. There are a lot of speed bumps. There's a few accidents too. And sometimes some beautiful, exquisite mountaintops. But it does take people to come beside us, to walk with us through our journey. If you're sitting here going, I know what I want to do. I know what's I want to have in my box. I know that gift that I want wrapped up. But I don't know how to do it by myself. And I'm afraid. I'm probably as afraid as Mary was when the angel visited her and said, you are going to bear the Son of God as a virgin. That freaked me out. I don't know about you, but I'd be a little freaked out. I would be in awe too. I would be like, is this a dream or is this a hallucination? What's my problem? Sometimes we overthink things because we have such creative minds. You want to create your now? Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it's going to bring up a form. All you do is fill that form out. There's just a couple questions there. That gives me just a little bit of background. So then we can go ahead and set up a time for you and I to chat specifically about your situation, where you are, and the best gift ever. It's pretty miraculous, isn't it? The holiday season, Christmas. Hear singing and children laughing. But with that is also heartache and pain, sorrow and suffering. But it doesn't have to be that way. There is a lot of hurt in this world, but there's also a lot of love and a lot of opportunity to live, love, and impact. You can do this. You're not alone. Remember, the best gift ever is the one you give yourself. Believe. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.